At 11:47 hours, Mark Hall was bent over the computer, staring at the console that showed the laboratory results from his examination of Peter Jackson and the infant. The infant, Hall observed, was normal. However, Peter Jackson was another problem entirely. Jackson had been anemic for some time. He showed immature red cell forms, which meant that his body was struggling to replace lost blood, and so had to put young, immature red cells into circulation. The tests also indicated that while Jackson was bleeding from somewhere in his gastrointestinal tract, he had no primary bleeding problem. His blood clotted normally. The pH of the blood was a bit of a puzzle. At 7.31, it was too acid, though not strikingly so. Hall was at a loss to explain this, so was the computer, which printed out the message that a further patient history would be appropriate. Hall returned to the room where the two patients were lying. He crawled down the tunnel and then stood up inside the suit. Then he could work with the patients inside the room. Jackson was stirring sleepily. "Mr. Jackson, wake up." Slowly he opened his eyes and stared at Hall. He blinked, not believing. "Don't be frightened," Hall said quietly. "I'm Dr. Hall. I've been taking care of you. You were bleeding very badly. We had to give you a transfusion." Jackson nodded, accepting this quite calmly. Then,
"I want a cigarette."
"I'm sorry, smoking's not allowed."
"Look here, young fella. When you lived as long as I have, you know what you can do and what you can't do. They told me before, none of that Mexican food. No liquor. No butts. I tried it for a spell. You know how that makes a body feel? Terrible. Just terrible."
"Who told you?"
"Those doctors in Phoenix. Big fancy hospital."
"Why did you go to the hospital?"
"Why does anybody go to the hospital? I was sick, damn it."
"What was your problem, Mr. Jackson?"
"This damn stomach of mine. Same as always."
"Bleeding?"
"Christ! Bleeding. Every time I hiccup, I came up with blood. They gave me this milk stuff. Tasted like chalk, but I found a better thing for the pain."
"What was that?"
"Aspirin,"
Jackson said. "Didn't anybody tell you aspirin would make the bleeding worse?"
"Sure,"
Jackson said.
"They told me. But I didn't mind none, because it stopped the pain, see? That plus a little squeeze."
"Squeeze?"
"Sterno. Pink lady. Aspirin and squeeze, see? Really kills that pain."
"Did this aspirin and squeeze have any effect on you, on your breathing?"
"Well, now you mention it, I was a tad short of breath. But what the hell? I don't need much breath at my age."
Jackson yawned and closed his eyes.